It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. There are a couple of ways to keep up with all of our new video content. Number one is to subscribe to our multiple channels on Rumble. We have multiple channels now. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV for these daily updates and our weekly program. But new Rumble channels coming for the new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, as well as Unraveling Revelation, all now getting their own Rumble channels. We figured diversify, but the easy way to keep up with everything we do is download our free mobile app. Get the mobile app under your smartphone or tablet. All the video content comes in there. You could also add the Skywatch TV app or channel to Roku or Apple TV. Again, all of our video content comes directly to you that way and bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Topic number five today, China. We're keeping an eye on China as it's struggling to contain the financial fallout from the collapse, or the imminent collapse, it appears, of its biggest property developer, Evergrande. It was on the verge of defaulting on a second bond on Wednesday. Meanwhile, said it's going to sell a $1.5 billion stake in Shengjing Bank, which is its most valuable financial unit. The sale would be to a government-owned management company. The bank also happens to be one of Evergrande's biggest lenders, and so it's insisted that the net proceeds from this sale go to paying off Evergrande's debts. Now, meanwhile, as of 5 p.m. Hong Kong time, Evergrande had missed a $45.2 million payment on a bond due in 2024. The bond matures in 2024. This is an offshore note, so now global investors are watching and waiting to see whether this default will actually take place, because there's a 30-day grace period for these missed interest payments. So the 30-day clock is ticking on payments that were due September 23rd and September 29th. If payments aren't made within the 30-day windows, then those go into default, and investors around the world begin to feel the impact from the collapse of Evergrande. And while all that is going on, at least 20 provinces in China, making up more than 66%, two-thirds of the company's gross domestic, or country's gross domestic product, have announced some form of electricity cuts, power being cut to even top suppliers of Apple and Tesla. They've reported they've had to suspend operations because the government has limited power to their factories. This is becoming an international issue because they make the components that go into the vehicles made by Tesla, into the phones, tablets, computers, iPads manufactured by Apple, and this will cause headaches for the global supply chain as we head towards the holiday season when many of us look forward to upgrading our electronics. Maybe not this year. And that leads to topic number four today. No fries with that. The food distribution industry, another one that's feeling the supply chain crunch. This industry has been highly consolidated in recent years. Problems that some of the biggest distributors, like Sysco, have resulted in, well, concerns as different as summer camps and restaurants in some areas not being able to offer full menus, or in some cases even shutting down. Here in the Ozarks, small little restaurants saying, sorry, today we've got, we don't have any chicken today. The nursing home where my mother lives, having to get creative with its menu because they can't always get what they ask for. In one case, an economic analyst reported that at a Burger King near him in Florida, he drove up to the drive-through window and saw a sign advising customers that they couldn't offer French fries with their meals today because they were out of potatoes. Now think about that. 21st century America, the wealthiest nation in the history of the world, and a basic food product, a staple like potatoes, out of supply, out of stock, because they can't get the potatoes from the farm to the restaurant. Why? Well, in this case, the distributor, the food distribution company, McLane, is having trouble recruiting drivers, which I talked about before. This is a problem everywhere. Companies are complaining that their drivers are being poached by bigger companies like Amazon to driving cargo in box trailers or shipping containers rather than pulling flatbed trailers. The work involved with loading cargo onto a flatbed, a little more difficult, a little more time-consuming than using a box trailer. Large items like steel piles and concrete pieces, prefabricated steel, can't fit or can't be loaded into containers or onto box trailers. Vendors are saying now that the demand can be as high as 40 to 1, meaning that for every available flatbed trailer out there, there are 40 waiting customers. Roads around New York City clogged with truck traffic as ever, but manufacturers and retailers facing longer and longer waits for deliveries. This is also being exacerbated. So we talked about the shortage of drivers due to, in some cases, not wanting to work during the COVID shutdowns or being paid enhanced unemployment benefits to stay home. But these staffing shortages are also being exacerbated by vaccine mandates. We're seeing unfilled vacancies around the country in places like hospitals and nursing homes as medical workers, up to 20% of them in some cases, refusing to take the vaccine and quitting rather than taking the jab. Dozens of state troopers in Massachusetts have been fired, or rather resigned, rather than be fired. And now we're learning that Border Patrol agents who are already overstretched due to the immigration crisis on the southern border have been told by the administration, the Biden administration, to either get vaccinated by November 22nd or be fired, which, again, makes the problem on the southern border even worse. Topic number three, debt limit showdown. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sent another letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, urging her in no uncertain terms to get the debt ceiling raised. According to Yellen, the Treasury now estimates that the drop-dead date, the date by which the debt ceiling, must be lifted or face cataclysmic economic consequences, is October 18th. In previous notes, she had just said sometime in October. So this kind of nails down when the Treasury will actually run out of cash, October 18th. What happens after that date? Yellen says at that point, we expect Treasury would be left with very limited resources that would be depleted quickly. It is uncertain whether we could continue to meet all the nation's commitments after that date, end quote. In other words, paying soldiers, paying government workers, sending out Social Security payments. Republican senators, meanwhile, have blocked a bill to keep the government running because it also included an attempt to raise the government's debt ceiling. Republicans say Democrats should do that by themselves without any Republican support because their underlying goal is to push trillions of dollars in new partisan spending plans through. These are plans pushed by President Biden, which includes a $1.2 trillion physical infrastructure bill and then a $3.5 trillion federal overhaul that creates new social programs like free junior college, community college, and free pre-K. In other words, paying to keep the kids in government schools now from kindergarten through grade 12 now to age 2 through age 22. Topic number two, scouts and churches. The Boy Scouts of America filed bankruptcy. They've been in trouble for several years now, and the situation seems to be getting worse. Membership numbers have been dropping since the organization filed bankruptcy due to lawsuits by men alleging that they were molested when they were young by scout leaders. So, religious groups now, who often provide the meeting places for the Boy Scout units, are worried that they will not be protected under this bankruptcy filing. The number of cases filed against the organization now has risen to 82,000. 82,000 cases alleging child sex abuse. Well, the Boy Scouts submitted a deal, about an $850 million deal back in July, in hopes of blocking any further lawsuits. But this settlement does not protect the more than 40,000 organizations that have charters with the Boy Scouts of America to sponsor scouting units, and many of these are churches. The United Methodist Church here in the U.S. has said that up to 5,000 of its congregations could be affected by potential lawsuits, said these congregations were disappointed and very concerned that they were not included in the settlement. A lawyer for Roman Catholic churches here in the U.S. said churches now face liability solely as a result of misconduct by Boy Scout troop leaders who frequently had no connection to the parish. Negotiations are ongoing, but this could get risky for churches that have sponsored Boy Scout troops, some lawyers arguing that church leaders took part in deciding who to appoint as scoutmasters, which could potentially make those churches liable for the actions of those men. Coming up, is it art or is it a con? You decide next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon commonly known as UFO is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations. And in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essenes timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation, and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it's nice work if you can get it. An artist in Denmark, given $84,000 by a museum, $84,000 to create a work of art. But when he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not as promised. It was, in fact, this. Two blank canvases. Jens Honning gave the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, two blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run. He was asked to recreate two of his previous works, created about 10 years ago, called An Average Danish Annual Income and An Average Austrian Annual Income. Both used actual cash money to show the average incomes of those two countries, according to a news release provided by the artist. So museum director Lasse Andersen told CBS News that the $84,000 U.S. was to be displayed in the art. Didn't belong to the artist. Was supposed to be returned at the end of the exhibition in January. So we will see how good the artist is at the running part of his art. We're just a couple of weeks away from Countdown, Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, the Defender Conference, focusing on the supernatural. And under that umbrella, of course, is the modern UFO and contactee abductee phenomena. This begins October 15th. All of the videos, including the world premiere of the documentary film The Great Deception by Josh Peck, will be released on October 15th and yours to view in any order you like and as often as you like for 90 days. So from October 15th through January 15th, all videos available to you, including the documentary film, which you'll see some little excerpts of as we tease going forward on social media for the next couple of weeks. Featured speakers for the conference include Dr. Thomas Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Gary Bates, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Dr. Michael Lake, Rabbi Zev Porat, Aaron Lipkin talking about archaeology in the Holy Land, Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, co-authors of the book The Military Guide to Armageddon, David Hevener, Dr. Judd Burton, many others. You'll get the complete list of speakers and a place to sign up at defenderconference.com, and do it by October 10th to save $10. Take advantage of the early bird discount. Save 10 by 1010 at defenderconference.com. Today is the last day to take advantage of this special offer. Our gift to you for your support of any dollar amount during the month of September, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans. We appreciate your support. We depend on your support, frankly, and we always want to send a thank you to you. Again, due to shipping costs, U.S. and Canada only, but you name the price, send us a donation of any amount, and we'll send you a copy of Last Clash of the Titans. You can find out more and donate by logging onto the website, skywatchtv.com/donate, or by calling toll-free 844-750-4985, and thank you. Our tour of Israel. We're looking forward to getting back over to the Holy Land, and we pray that we'll be able to do it. If not in the spring, we'll do it sometime. You'll always find the latest information at skywatchinisrael.com. But as of now, March 20th through April 4th of 2022, and we plan to be there alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Ali Henson, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv. We've got some exciting stops on the tour that you just won't find on other tours of Israel, including Gilgal, Rephaim. We will stop and see Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, Bethel, and the Footsteps of God, the Gilgal of the Jordan Valley. Of course, the places you want to see as well, like Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and many other locations. You get an idea of the tour's itinerary and a breakdown of cost at skywatchinisrael.com. And best of all, if we do have to reschedule and you can't work with the new dates, or if we decide to proceed with the tour and there are restrictions on travel that you cannot agree to, you will not lose your deposit. Aaron Lipkin has made that promise, and he's an honorable man. So find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, the beginning of a four-week, fascinating four-week series on the Essenes, the ones who preserved the scrolls at Qumran, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Dr. Ken Johnson and Josh Peck join us. Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team beginning this fascinating discussion of what the Essenes saw in the future, their understanding of end times prophecy. It coincides with the days in which we now live. Find out more about that at by watching this program, and you'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/schedule. Or, as I said earlier, if you just add the Skywatch TV app channel to Roku or Apple TV, the program, well, in fact, it'll be next week's program is already inside your television, just waiting for you to hit the remote. Same goes for the mobile app. If you've got the Skywatch TV mobile app on your smartphone or tablet, then all of our broadcast shows, plus these daily news updates, and all of our new programs like Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all in your smartphone or tablet. Plus, you get news the mainstream media wants you to miss. Excerpts from forthcoming books from Defender Publishing and a calendar of our upcoming events, all of that in the palm of your hand. And that works for iOS or Android or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to those app stores for you at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.